Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The Bubba the Love Sponge Show exclusive After Hours podcast. It'll just be me, Lummi, Anna, Rhett, Seth, Macho, maybe Alexa. I don't know. Hey, Monday, April 8th, 2024. Although I probably shouldn't be saying what day it is because you might not be getting it on Monday. You might like get it on Thursday or something.
Yeah, well, they see the date anyway. I did want to promote the last two podcasts we put up because I think I put them up at odd times. They're the last two podcasts are from Anna, actually. Anna did one with Tara. And then who was the other one with? I'm not
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I'm NABBA.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with NABBA, but there are two podcasts up that Anna did. I put one up, I think, yesterday, and then another one a couple days before. So make sure you guys check those out. I don't want those to get lost in the shuffle.
And we're starting to kind of establish a podcast kind of schedule where we actually have like five pieces of exclusive content that aren't available anywhere else except here in podcast land, which I think we've been doing that for almost a month now. Sometimes we have a little bit more. Sometimes there's a little bit less based on people, you know, having to go out of town and stuff like that.
Well, wait, hold on. Is that at me?
No. I'm just saying, like, that fluctuates a little bit. But I think we've been kind of locked in on, you know, the barbers. And Anna kind of has been doing decent on getting me, like, a flap or a NABBA.
Well, props to Anna because, look, yeah, I went out of town last week. I was supposed to do an operation pigmentation on Tuesday. They didn't show up, which was fine. So I did a last-second wrestling podcast with Gary Cantrell. I was like, let's just do something. Let's get it up. We did a WrestleMania preview. Anna knew that I wasn't going to be here Thursday, so she's tried to book people to get a podcast up. So I think that we are all very committed to making sure that there's original content up there and that it all does really, really well. And I think we just have to keep promoting it within the show and within the podcast because there's something for everybody.
There really is. And it's you can't find it anywhere else. Like, you know, you can't go to the YouTube. You can't go to the you can't go to the Facebook or the X. This is all stuff that's pretty much podcast exclusive. And there's a lot, like if you weren't a daily downloader or a downloader of our podcast, this is stuff that you wouldn't find on our Facebook or stuff like that.
Yeah, like, fuck. And yeah, when are you going to do that podcast with Shando?
Whenever you want.
Okay. We said Fridays weren't good, and then we didn't really have another day that worked, so.
Yeah, there's just so much going on right now. But, you know, I feel as if there's always going to be so much going on. I feel as if I've kind of got into the so much going on, not rut, but like.
Business.
Our business is accelerating very quickly that requires me to continue to do more and more, and I like it. I think we're about ready to turn the corner and our numbers are picking up. And Lummi, I've kind of learned, I've talked to Alex and looked at some online stuff. And I've been, as you can see, very active on our Twitter to the point where I think we'll qualify to monetize that relatively soon.
Earlier than we thought.
And then that's another, I mean, again, monetizing, finding different avenues to monetize our content is what we're all about. Most shows can't. Most shows really, really, well, I shouldn't say most. You got the Dan Bonaginos and you got the Steven Crowders and you have obviously a ton of people that can do a show and have a staff and a building and things like that. But not a lot of people that came from the terrestrial world that I came from and that I still dabble in. The terrestrial world is kind of the template for the show, but we make more money digitally from the show than the terrestrial world.
Yes.
And I feel as if we really, our numbers are accelerating quite nicely. Especially our YouTube numbers. My God, we've been, and Rhett, you've just been kicking ass with that, and it's just become a whole thing in itself, and it's growing quickly.
Well, Rhett,
and it's got a whole bunch of exclusive content over there, and podcast is growing too. Well, Rhett, what?
Will Rhett be okay if we move the Clem Kush franchise to YouTube? Because I know we talked about starting to have guests and everything. Like, Brandy Love is our guest next week.
I don't think Rhett will have any problem with that.
I just want to make sure.
Rhett, I don't think you'd have any problem with us taking potentially what would be a podcast only and making it a visual thing. I think that that helps you a lot.
No, we usually do it anyway. So to put it on YouTube, the views will be better.
Yeah. So
perfect.
Is Brandy Love, she is...
Super MILF.
Yeah, she's super MILF. I follow her on Twitter, but I'm trying to find out what day she's on.
Yeah, she's on next Tuesday, Bubba.
Next on the 16th.
Yeah, she's in studio next Tuesday for Clem and Kush.
Brandy Love.
And then you posted I know you're getting the numbers up on Twitter, and you're doing 60 tweets a day.
Listen, do you know that the Twitter has a rule that you can go up to 1,000 retweets a day?
What a rule. Holy crap. I can't imagine what it was like when Jack had this thing before Elon took it over. I don't remember what I was asking, Bubba. Oh, you posted a picture of Brandy Love, and you're just like, oh my God, you're so hot.
She is.
I know, but now I'm wondering how the interview is going to go.
It's going to go, I mean, like, why not be full transparent? Fuck, you're hot.
Well, she's got I think her hubby does the editing on her films.
Okay, great. Guess what, sir? Your wife's hot.
You trying to get in there?
No, I'm not trying to get in there, but what better way to promote a hot guest other than to act like she's hot?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? Wow, fuck, not so much.
Yeah, we got this ugly bitch coming in the studio. I mean, that'd be a good way to start promoting guests.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you're hot. Fuck. I mean, I think the people that dabble in that world aren't heavily offended by that.
No.
I don't think her husband that she does all of her sex scenes with would care that I called her hot.
She ventures out with many other men.
Oh, she gets out. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to be honest.
She fucks other dudes?
Yeah.
Many men.
Oh, well.
Like the 50 Cent song. Yeah, but there's a guy.
I did not know that.
I mean, I was watching some of her work last night after WrestleMania, and I mean, she's got... you know, 3-4 gentlemen at a time. You know, she's with us.
Oh,
she's sucking off her stepson while her stepdaughter's there. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot going on with her. You know, of course, it's all theatrical. And
sucking off her. Did you say sucking off her stepson?
She was sucking off her stepson.
Oh, but I mean, it's really not her stepson, is it?
I mean, Bubba, I don't know.
If you want it to be.
It's like wrestling. Is it real? Is it not real?
Should I ask her, hey, Brandy, last week you had a video of you sucking off your stepson. I mean, was it really your stepson?
Yeah, I think that's a good question for porn stars. I don't think they get enough of those these days.
And here's the deal, Rhett. You may have to tell me, because we might have to call porn corn. Like, there's some rules on, I see, like, TikTok.
Yeah, you got to be a corn star.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, Rhett, can you maybe, before next Tuesday, give me some words that I got to say? Like, corn instead of porn, or
you'll be right.
Wiener instead of cock.
You're fine.
Bubba, can I give you the titles of her last few films that I'm currently looking at?
Yeah.
Hot athletic MILF needs help with her shopping. Offers that hot MILF pussy to son's friend.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I feel as if you're trying to give me a bone
now,
just on the titles.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, she's working. Like Lemmy said, she's a worker. She's a working champion like Seth Rollins. So just show up every month like Roman Reigns.
How many followers does she have?
1.1.
1.1 million?
Yep.
On Twitter?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I told you.
She'll help us out tremendously.
I got more titles to read. Milfy hot wife Brandy seduces hubby's two young eager interns.
Yeah?
The next one. My MILF pussy wrote his soul away.
Hold on. What was that again?
What?
My MILF pussy rolled. I'm sorry.
rode
his soul away.
Yeah, that's at a 92% clip right there.
You know, Seth, me saying that she's hot and in studio, I think,
it's pretty tame.
Like kindergarten shit compared to what she's used to.
Well, what about blacked experienced MILF can't resist cheating with four BBCs?
Big black cocks?
Four of them?
Four of them. There's
that's
four.
That's a lot of dick. Yeah. That's like 4 feet in dick.
This is where Rex drawing the line at four dicks. he's disgusted.
Did you watch that video, Seth?
Me?
Yeah.
I probably. I mean, you got to see what four. You got to see how somebody can handle four dicks.
Well, I was going to ask. Where was the fourth one?
Well, guys, I don't really.
We don't know the technicalities.
Look, I don't like. I don't like gangbangs and stuff because there's just too many guys that are standing off in the corner just trying to stay hard. So I like to just see, you know, two, three guys, and if you can't handle them all, then I got to go on to the next video. So I mean, but she did a great job. I just don't like seeing, you know.
Jerking off in the
corner. A lot of guys trying to stay hard while they're waiting for their turn. Yeah, you know?
So if she's going to do a train with multiple men, you would prefer those men be off camera as they're fluffing?
Yes.
And then just come in already ready to go?
Yes.
And just be not in the peripheral vision of the camera over there, you know.
I get it. It gets creepy.
Slipstreaming your cock when... At the end of the day, you just want the fresh cock to tap himself in.
Yes.
The expired cock to go into the showers. And the other five that are, you know, just wait, having to keep themselves rigid, not be visual to you.
See, I don't know. So I used to
do
that, right?
Less of like a we're all waiting at the DMV kind of look.
Yes. Yeah. The guys look annoyed. They're like, geez, when am I going to get a pounding
my
in?
My turn.
And yeah. It's not good. So that stuff gives me anxiety, Bubba. So that's why I did scan
Guys self-fluffing give you anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a good one. This is a family-friendly one. MILF Brandy Love apologizes to her stepson Justin Hunt for her outburst by fucking him.
That's fair.
Wait, hold on. What, can you say that one again?
Yes, sir.
There was a lot going on.
Yes, sir.
MILF?
MILF Brandy Love apologizes to her stepson, Justin Hunt, for her outburst by fucking him.
Oh, she apologizes
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Sorry about that.
For yelling at you today, for your room being unkept, and really being mad at you and telling your dad that you're a piece of shit and, you know, you need to go out and get a job. Your dad's now, we're at work. How about we fuck?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I should write this stuff. I should be a producer of this stuff. Look, I just laid that right on out now.
Sure did. Boy, here's another one.
I just ran into her foursome with the BBCs on her Twitter.
Maybe, I mean, since this is a podcast only,
interesting.
I mean, could you send me the link to that? We could watch maybe a little bit.
Whoa, hold on, guys. I don't do group porn sessions. Can I just say that?
Wait, I don't understand what you mean.
I don't like, watch porn with other dudes and like,
we're not watching it.
That's part of the job description.
We're not watching it. No. We're not watching it under the guise of like, we're trying to get bones.
No, guys get bones. I mean, when guys are watching porn, like, oh, look at the dick, look at her puss.
Maybe.
I mean,
Half of this has
I think her stepson in the background watching.
Is it a real stepson?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's a different, looks like a different kid each time.
Yeah, she's got 14 stepsons.
I don't know. There's just a lot. I don't know what this is, but it's Brandy Love versus BBC.
Well, can you send it to me?
I did.
All right.
He doesn't know what it is. It's Brandy Love versus a BBC. That's
what
like
it is. There's like three guys, four guys,
well, hold
five
on
guys.
Now. Hold on. This is a guest that we're going to have in. This is a guest that we're going to have in. And we want to be up to speed on her latest material, correct?
Yes.
And, you know, like, we don't want to be reciting, you know, stuff that happened 5 years ago. We want to
kind of address her recent stuff?
Yeah. And this is on, this is on, I think, a website called Blacked Raw.
Yeah, she reposted it.
Okay, so.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
Might be
and let me tell you something. I'm a little nervous about what he's packing downstairs. Oh.
Johnny, did you get your friend something for his birthday?
Wait.
Looks like still Joey Logano right there. Hold on, look.
Birthday.
No, that guy's way better looking.
I wanted to be a good wife. I really did. And I was working on it. I just had a little trouble with...
Man, she pulls off the hot MILF thing, though.
That's her, yeah.
I mean, she pulls that off nice.
Now she's surrounded.
Temptation. A spirit. especially when faced with such...
Oh, this girl's going to be in on next Tuesday?
No, the two dudes stroking themselves off are coming in, Bubba. I mean... All right.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Trust me, your girlfriends will thank you for it.
See, I could never be with a woman like this because I would never be... All I would be thinking about is this, and I'd be like, I'm not that. So was she disappointed?
Yeah. Well, you are. You have cuck tendencies.
No, I really don't. No,
sorry.
I let Hogan fuck my wife one time, and I have cuck tendencies.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to follow that or anything like that.
Bubba, I don't make the categories. I mean, you're a cuck.
No, I'm not.
I mean, that's what the definition of a cuck is.
You do it one time, and that makes it forever.
Yeah, I think one time makes it a cuck.
He wasn't watching, Seth.
I wasn't watching. I wasn't turned on by it. I didn't, you know, sit in the corner and I just said, I'll be in my office, brother.
Listen, Bubba, we all
I know. I don't want you to call me that. That's disrespectful.
I just said
because I'm not one.
You had cuck-like tendencies. It's very popular, Bubba. It's the spirit of
I don't want you to fucking ever say that again or I will smash you in the fucking mouth.
Can
real.
I just tell you there's science behind it? It's sperm competition.
Otto will
tell
science.
You. No, I don't know
Otto
what
will tell
shut
you it's sperm competition.
Get me out of here.
Hold on.
Her stepson's a loser.
Anywhere during the Hogan tape, did you see me sitting in the fucking corner? No.
No, but
I was out of there.
You were buying go-kart parts.
I was. You know what? Honest to God, fucking in full disclosure, lay my hand to God, I was buying quarter midget parts from ZeroAir.com. I was buying titanium fucking go-kart parts while they were fucking.
Stuff that gives you a real boner.
Yeah, I mean, I'd already fucked her. I haven't seen these new parts. Okay, I think
guys,
seen enough.
Right, that's what we call in the business a compilation. So what you see is a lot of various different sex scenes in there. So
it's like a WrestleMania build-up promo.
Yeah, let me really got her whole career in a 2-minute video.
All right, well this is her this is her official website right here.
Yeah, that's Twitter. Her Twitter, yep.
I'm sorry, this is her Twitter.
Yes.
And it's at @Brandy_love.
And she's a patriot, too.
What does
she
that
is.
Mean?
That means she loves America and probably hates Biden.
Yes, she does. She's a staunch Republican.
True American patriot.
That's right.
All right, I'm looking at some of, I mean.
You're okay. Just on our media, though.
We just saw her get railed. What kind of pictures are you looking to see, Bubba? I mean, it's...
Well, I want to see something other than something so highly. I want to see her in a less produced. Like this. I want to see her in something less. I want to see her in something in a less produced.
I like the amateur
production.
Stuff.
More of an amateur type deal. Okay, yeah. Are you okay with that?
Me, yeah, sure. Yeah.
That way, when we have her in here, be like, "Hey, Brandy, I saw your blacked raw deal, and then I saw like some more amateur looking stuff."
Yeah, what are you into more?
Yeah, what are you into more? You know, what makes more money? The highly produced blackedraw.com deal that's highly produced and strategically they found a mansion on the water for you to be able to tape. And, you know, these African-American men obviously look like, you know, paid, you know, porn stars with big black hawks. How about that guy?
Well, that's what
the guy? How about the guy that's running the weed whacker at your house today that, you know?
Well, he's not going to get to go in there.
I mean, you don't know that. You don't know that she's not into real amateur shit, so the guy that's running the edger down the driveway line doesn't get a little something, a little some pussy?
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that
You don't know. You don't know, bitch. So, we got Brandy Love. Well, there you go. That's what she does.
Yeah.
She sucks dick so much that her eyes rolls back in her head like a shark.
Here we go. Bombshell Brandy Love is thankful for her husband's friend's cock.
We have Brandy Love in the studio next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so where does it say Brandy Love is hungry for her husband's cock?
What do you mean? Where does it say that?
Where's that story at?
I think.
Oh, what's this here?
Oh, so that's serving her boss. I think that's
serving
her husband.
My boss.
I think it's her husband too.
Well, he does. He doesn't skip leg day.
No, he doesn't. And she's serving him, and he's her boss. Now, Anna, are you intimidated by this? Is this something that's We didn't even ask. We just automatically assumed that she'd be okay with it, but we probably should ask her first.
Who, a Brandy?
No,
or
Anna. No, let's see. It looks like
why would I be intimidated and B, like, why would you care?
It looks because it could be offensive to you, this really fucking hardcore porn.
I've been working here for 4 years.
And
I know what this shit is all about.
I care because I care. Okay. I care about if this would be offensive to you, then I'd be like, okay, we'll move on.
As what, a woman?
How many
As be a co-host of this program.
Or how many offended. Wieners until you draw the line, Anna? Is
hey
it
guys, this is a
the limit does not exist, as to quote Mean Girls.
Right. Well, I think this is her talking about her lawsuit or something, because
I like the amateur behind the scenes real stuff. Is this she has had a lawsuit against too?
Well, I think April 1st, two guys followed her back to her hotel room.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And her husband had to pull a 9mm.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because they were trying
rape her. This will be very alarming and very interesting, perhaps, but will also maybe give you a little bit more of an understanding why I can be such a C-word on Twitter in defending my Second Amendment rights.
I've not seen you be a C-word at all. I've seen you be pretty cool.
Should we get her a gun?
I think she has one.
Like a Bubba.
Like a Nick the Gun guy in Grave.
Fucking stab you 1,000 fucking times. Oh, why the Jesus. Fuck open?
Oh my God.
I think it's a voicemail.
I'm impressed.
And what are these?
These would be voice messages to my cell phone.
Oh, so
holy shit.
Oh, I didn't know this.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, this is, we're deep diving this.
I'm glad we started off with the dicks and now we're easing into the stalking.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Real fucking slick, bitch. Why don't you do us both a favor and just show up here and let's deal with this one-on-one, because I'm going to split your dome wide the fuck open and put a bullet between your fucking eyes. You won't walk out of this. You will fucking go 6 feet under for this. There ain't no jail fucking for you. Fuck you. Keep playing with me, bitch. You think I ain't got it in me? I will fucking stab you 1,000 fucking times, bitch.
Is he in the Bubba army?
I don't sound like Rat.
Oh, jeez.
Is there more? Is it?
Let me see here.
I have a Philly accent like that?
Oh, let me see here. We're just seeing. That guy kind of sounded like...
freezes up right after that. And then my phone just freezes up right after that. Wow. Won't do a fucking thing. That's fucking amazing.
Hey, listen, buddy. In order to be a stalker that's taken seriously, you can't have technical difficulties, you stupid fuck.
Bubba, are these people just... I mean, what goes... I know we've all had...
Seth, you know the humanity that listens to our show and watches her stuff and just, you know, if you're a content creator and you're putting stuff out there that you're going to have... You know, people that like you and people that don't like you. And the people that don't like you, if they have a way to get real fucking violent, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Is this one of the guys that apparently chased her back to her hotel?
No, I think this might be just a different stalker.
This is a whole nother one. I mean, this guy's not like, I love you, I want to marry you, I want to fuck you, I'll do anything. Like, he wants to murder her. I don't know why.
I don't either. Hey, dear Johnny Stalker, when you're trying to hang your phone up after being all hard and shit,
he's on a payphone.
You can't go 2 minutes with trying you fucking boomer. You can't try to figure out how to disconnect your phone when you're laying some hardcore shit down, you stupid fuck. Hey man, I'm gonna fuck kill you, bitch. Fucking hey, cock sucking fuck. Husband come around, bull fucking head off everything and then
cut off.
Then be like, oh, how do I turn this off? I don't quite understand. I'm gonna kill this bitch.
Doesn't slap quite as hard.
Stupid fucking idiot.
I sent you her Twitter or tweet that she talked about the guys that were trying to, I guess, possibly break in and rape her.
So what do we do about this? What's her tweet saying? Do we need to be vigilant? I'm saying for it's like with this guy that wants to kill her. We gotta be alert.
Okay, I was followed back to my hotel room after a boxing match by two punks. They were pounding on my door, shouting vulgarities and threats of forced sex. Chris, I'm assuming that's her fiance.
Husband.
Chris answered the door in his underwear. They actually had the balls to challenge him and tried to push past him. What they did not know was Chris had a 9mm behind his back. Chris slapped the one in the front in the ear with his left hand and then gasped. He shoved the 9mm in the mouth right in the hotel hallway. Ooh. Man, this not only when the cameras were on, but they got some after hours shit going on too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure do.
What they didn't know is that Chris had his 9mm behind his back. okay, there we go. The other guy actually mouthed off again. Chris said, "Babe, hold my gun. I'm going to kill these two with my hands so I can feel their life go out. Lummy, note to self, let's behave around this guy."
Yes,
he wants to fucking kill us with his hands.
Well, you're not trying to rape his woman, Bubba.
You're right.
But that's a good way. I would like to say I want to feel the life come out of your body. I feel like that's a real manly thing to say.
Yeah.
I want that to be my mantra.
Phoebe, hold this gun because I want to feel the life come out of this bad guy.
Yes.
He pulled the gun out of the guy's mouth, handed it to me, and took off down the hallway after them in his underwear. They only survived because a very famous sports announcer was coming down the hallway at that moment and talked Chris down. A famous
sure. Okay. Joe Bucks.
We got Rock Riley.
Yeah, Dwayne Stats coming down.
Wagon of wood. All right. Well, you know, maybe we should ask her about that.
Well, we got a lot going on. I mean, this is going to be an extensive podcast.
Very.
Might be a five-parter.
Five dicks to five. A stalker to
he's gonna have dicks and guns and Trump and I mean just everything America's really all about.
Oh, look at Lummy. She reposted one of my gimmicks. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh shit, there you go, Bubba. Yeah. You got 73,000.
I know, bitch. I know how to work the fucking gimmick.
Oh, she went to the Lightning game?
Yeah. She's a Lightning fan.
She's a huge Lightning fan.
Oh, that's right. She's in Sarasota. I keep forgetting how close she is.
She loves the Lightning and the Buccaneers and everybody else. So, Lummy, we have Brandy Love coming in next Tuesday. She's a MILF that fucks a lot. And oh, there you go. There, look, those are the seats that I used to get. Literally, when I had a hookup with the Lightning, these are the seats. So whoever the no-ticket guy is,
likes
Brandy Love. I mean,
she's probably got a shitload of money from the OnlyFans.
I know, but just think about this, man. I mean, if you get like, you know, you got a guy that does the tickets at the Lightning, he's a fan.
Yeah.
Right? He gets a hold of you like, hey, you like to come to a Lightning game? You know how shit happens.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't know if they're trying to openly get porn stars to the game. But I think that if she hit them up, they'd get her tickets, you know?
Oh, God.
Oh, the ski instructor.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Did she get tired of that stuff?
No, she likes sex.
Not really. Like, us guys don't
really.
How old
is she again?
I don't know. We're not asking.
I'm just asking.
Good point. Let me look her up.
I mean, like, maybe 40-something?
Yeah, she looks good.
I mean, God bless her if she's happy. She's not hurting anybody.
51.
Damn, dude.
Wow.
Her and The Rock should fuck. They look great together.
They have a hell of a kid.
Yeah.
The hottest 251-year-old. He's the hottest 51-year-old man on the planet, and she's the hottest 51-year-old bitch on the planet.
Wow, she is a member of the AVN Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
How long has she been in the business?
She started her own amateur porn site in 2003.
Oh my
god.
Oh,
pioneer,
probably
really?
Rubbed elbows with her before.
Yeah, like, I probably before have, internet. And she's probably made a ton of fucking money.
Oh, sure.
What is her net worth?
Well, I don't know, but if she's got a million followers on her Twitter, and
1,000 of them pay for her a month, you know.
And they were doing, and what's
it says 4 million.
I said, well, I got 8 million. It says she's one of the highest paid adult actresses.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she's been doing it since 2003, and she owns all of her own content.
She's been married to her husband since 1994.
Oh yeah,
wow. Is he a producer or something?
I think he's an editor.
Okay,
I think he also fucks too, doesn't he?
He fucks sometimes. Yeah,
others or just. Just her?
I think just her.
Oh. Yeah.
I think whenever they need a spare cop, I think they need like,
shut the Ron to that deal.
I think when they need to do like, hey, my boss told me to come in his office and fuck him, like a amateur kind of deal, he plays the boss.
Yeah, anytime where they don't really show the guy's face, it's probably a boyfriend or husband.
He's not in the business. He looks like he started asset management company.
Ass up management. I see if I can join them.
Lummy, he edits.
What? Seth, did you hear we're asset. Being ripped by now?
Assets.
Assets.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it looks like he owns a bunch of properties.
A bunch of, like...
And they're still married?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got married in 94.
You mean,
I didn't know if they got divorced
like
in 95.
Like a bunch of real estate properties?
Yes.
Oh fuck, they're loaded.
He founded two real estate companies.
They are loaded.
And co-founded a adult film...
Oh, well,
don't God film bless
what? I'm trying, to look, I'm trying to find
it. What is it, Lummy? I gotta get in. We gotta start adult film something.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Well, we gotta get us some porn stars anymore. I ain't got none. I mean, like, you know, I don't have that.
It says he's worth $10 million.
Oh, he's worth 10?
Yeah.
Hey, Rhett. Fuck. I don't think I'm gonna do the total eclipse gimmick today because I'm already.
Well, I mean. He's probably so happy.
No, I mean, it's like, that's going to require me to, if I was to leave here in the next 15, 20 minutes, wrap this bitch up,
you got to come back.
And then I got to come back.
And you got to text me, and you got to say, hey, I'm thinking about going live. And then you got to wait another 10, 15 minutes.
Fuck that. Are you dancing with me, kid?
Yeah, let's just get it. Okay, I get it, man.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Because you were going to have to do a bunch of work, right, to make that happen on your end, right?
Probably not a bunch, but enough. Anyway, I was going to get into this one story that I just cannot wrap my head around. And so there's these Utah parents, and you know Utah is fucked up.
Yes. Sure.
Aren't they all fucking each other?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. There's not much to do in Utah.
I think it's legal to fuck, like, you know, like your sister or something in Utah or something.
I think it's you're allowed to have multiple wives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they... You can let it eat with the polygamy.
So can like you could literally have like three or four wives?
I think so, yeah. That's why they all move there.
Like legally?
Yeah.
Like, listen, Rhonda, you and her and her and her, you guys are my wives. And, you know, I need a sex pile every fucking day.
Yeah, the problem is they start marrying kids when they're like 13 and stuff. Or like sexually abusing their daughters. I think that's pretty high in the Mormon community.
Here's the story. Utah parents accused of raping their daughter to teach her sex, claiming that it's safer than sex with strangers. And so now I went on to read this and it didn't really specify as to if he was fucking her or they were just giving her
some pointers,
some toys. Documents show the parents bought sex toys for the girl and showered her. I'm sorry,
showered her.
And showed her and showed her how to use them on herself. Now, is that all they did? Is here's a dildo, here's a dildo,
yeah,
and you put it in your pussy and you jam it. You know, you work yourself up to it if it's a little bit big. Or was he fucking her?
Let's see.
So I got to correct, the Mormons are technically only allowed to have one wife, but they can have many partners.
Oh, hell
but lawfully,
yeah.
Lawfully only one wife.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's half of America.
Exactly.
I'm going to get Rihanna, Beyonce.
I mean, Brandy Love, the girl we're going to have here next Tuesday, lives by that line.
We'll get Brandy Love up in the mix. I'll take me a Caitlin Clark for the weekends when I want to give a little outdoorsy stuff, then lay it down on her. Got me about four wives.
What about a Caitlin Hatley? You want some of that?
Yeah, oh, if it's okay, yes.
Yeah.
I mean...
Are you looking further into this?
Yeah,
deal?
I am.
Was dad fucking
he
her too?
His father had been raping her for at least a year and a half.
Oh my God.
That's
man.
In the article.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Huh. Like, how can you, and I don't have a daughter, but I did have a stepdaughter. And Seth, you have a daughter.
Yes.
And like, how could you ever think that that was hot? I couldn't even get a bone on the deal. Like, I couldn't even get a... I couldn't even, in order to get a boner, in order to fuck, you got to have a boner. And in order to have a boner, you got to be turned on. In order to be turned on, you got to have a boner. You know, like I couldn't bone up on somebody like that.
Okay, that's good that you couldn't bone up on your daughter. I think that that's respectable. I think
Thank you.
Probably a lot of people, you'll feel the same way that you do, Bubba.
But you know, people have like disorders and stuff with their body, like the sickle cell or whatever. Sometimes your brain's just fucked up.
But both of them, like to me,
I've never thought that there is such a thing as soulmates until right this very second.
What do you mean?
They both have a daughter and they're like, we should fuck it.
Right. That's the thing.
They're made for each other, these people.
The guy
made for each other to be in fucking prison.
Well, you know, I mean, look, to me, a guy doing something weird with his dick is not surprising. But the fact that his wife, the mother, was going along with this for some reason, like either you're completely brainwashed into something.
I wanted to fuck my cousin.
Oh. I think that's normal. I looked that up online too because I was having feelings as well. Did I ever say that?
For real. I looked it up online.
Yeah, you know, when I was 14, I like had a crush.
You had a crush on your cousin.
My first
you?
Cousin. Now we weren't raised together. I would see him maybe like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And I
was he kind of cute?
He was.
Did you rub your snizz to it?
No.
Listen, hold
but
on.
I was like, am I crushing on my cousin? And I looked it up online, and it's totally normal.
Oh, of course. And I think it's legal, too.
I didn't try to fuck him or anything. I just thought he was super cool. I remember I was 14. He was 16. He had his license. He was driving me around and shit. He was into Weezer, and he played soccer, and he was on the varsity team. And I'm like, this guy's a bad motherfucker. This
if awesome. You would have said, hey, suck my dick. You know, and
Bubba, I hadn't even held hands with a guy
I know.
At that point.
So
I was scared of penises. So, I just wanted to be around him. You know when you just like want to be around someone and you want their admiration, you want them to be impressed by you? That's how I felt around my cousin. And I thought it was very alarming, so I looked it up and apparently it's totally normal.
Well, I jacked off to my cousin.
Okay, I didn't do any of that.
My Amy, she was fucking this dude.
What the hell?
She was 15. He was 16 and I was like 12. Oh. And she was getting to business, and then I was just fucking listening to it. She didn't know I was in the house.
I don't do under 18 sex stories that involve three people.
Well, on that Utah story, Bubba, by the way, he was the stepfather, which is probably how he could get the bone.
Oh yeah.
God. Then it gets kind of hot.
Yeah, but I had a stepdaughter. Really? I could never get a bone on her. I'd be like,
come on,
like,
if you really tried.
No, not really tried.
Not when she was 8, motherfucker. I'm talking about when she was like, you know,
no,
maybe 16. She got some
jizz
on
her. You guys may not think, but I have a conscience. I really do.
You do.
I do.
Well, after years of not having one and then, you know, being forced to have one because of your downfall. Sorry.
Turn off my mic.
Turn it up. I don't think she laughs at me that much.
I think it'd be a good time for us.
No, Bubba. We got to talk about. Up. No, we got to talk about the eclipse. You're going to do a 3-minute bit with
no,
Sumo.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing eclipse. I'm not doing. I got to poop.
Columbus, Indiana.
I got to poop. I got to poop.
It's the totalitation track.
And you got me, you know, fucking. I have a conscience now because I didn't have one back in the day.
And you have cuck-like tendencies,
dude. Shut you, Bubba.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I was just.
Bubba! I got this.
I didn't mean it. I was just going over all the bad things I did. I'm running loose because it's my first day back. I'm running loose. That hurt, man. You spotted me.
I can't.
Ow! Shit, dude. The fucking hurt. Same spot. No, just hit me in the shoulder a little higher. Ah!
Jesus
Christ. Shit, man. Oh, damn.
Don't say that again.
Can I say the thing about the conscience? Is that okay?
Yeah, but to fucking say a cuck like pisses me the fuck off.
I
you
know.
Think I've heard that?
No, I know
and
you.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I let Hogan fuck my wife, and now I'm in that world.
What about that as being a cuck says a piece of shit?
I just don't, Urban. Okay, I'm gonna.
I'm
done.
I mean,
I'm sorry, man. Do
way
you want,
to bring down the podcast, Seth.
Yeah, way to bring it down. Way
this
to, you know what?
Talking about getting a. First of all, she was talking about fucking her cousin. You're talking about if you can get a bone to fuck your stepdaughter. I feel like I was just blending in, to be honest with you. Lubby still fucked up from falling off the ladder. He
That's
didn't
right.
say anything.
I'm concussed.
Shit, motherfucker. I did spud you.
Yeah, no, I'm in pain.
Sounds like that.